This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in a game of blackjack or poker. Or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
bang,
the
bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop what?
I come through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks, making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Did you watch Raw?
Yes.
Okay. So Raw starts off with Jey Uso in the ring. It's kind of promo. Chad Gable comes out. So he brought up the Wyatts, and Gable says he's not afraid of them. Jey said he should be afraid of them for stealing the Fireflies. They had words, and then Gable punched him. They started fighting. Gable powdered, and then when he powdered on the floor, the lighting went down, the smoke and everything and all that. And they did a thing where they're focusing on Gable, and he's like wandering through the set, and he sees the characters like standing there like ominously. Like, and then the shadows, and then Nikki Cross puts another box on the table. And I don't know why they did this again. The two security guards were laid out on the table again.
Right.
It's just something. It's a, you know, the two security guards should, instead of being laid out, they should be like, you know, they're sitting in the chairs at ringside.
Right.
When Nikki Cross comes, the two security guards should be standing right next to the announcers, like protecting them.
Right.
You know, like that visual. You know what I'm saying? So that's a loophole that I would have tried to talk them out of doing that. I don't know why they did it. It looks silly.
Well, they're just trying to show that these people are just wreak havoc every time they show up.
Right. What did you think of the segment?
Well, you know, this guy's entrance, Jey Uso, which is a combination of DDP and The Fiend, is probably the best entrance in wrestling. Okay. Massively over. I don't know why. Who is this offending or why this is a bad word? When the people are going, holy shit, they censored that. I'm like, really, dude?
Yeah, well, that's the network. That's not, bro, they got nothing to do with it. That's all the network.
Yeah, you know? I know. I know. Of course I know that because they do it to us in our show.
These days, like, they say shit on everything, every show.
It doesn't seem to me like a word that should be censored. Yeah. I did like when they showed the three different figures in front of like the strobe lights.
Right.
That looked really wild, you know, and, you know, Gable hopped the barricade and just said, see ya.
Right.
I thought this was very well done. I like the fucking Wyatt Six a lot. And I like Jay's entrance, you know, and so we've got a couple things here. You've got, you know, the ladder match, you know, Gable and Jay and the latest from the fucking Wyatt Sickles.
Right.
I wonder if when they show the Sickles backstage, you know how Tony says he's a Sickle and they show him with his bird nesting and the bug eyes, if he's maybe one, maybe it'll be the Wyatt 7 nothing.
Right. So they go to Cross versus Xavier Woods. Actually, pretty cool spot here where Woods jumped from the ropes into a right hand from Cross. That looked good. And he reached down to pick him up and he got cradled into a three count. So AOP attacks Kingston Woods after the match. Then AOP picked up Woods and tossed him in the barricade, and then Cross put Kingston's left arm in a submission hold while Smiling Scarlet stood by like he was breaking his arm. That was actually pretty interesting that they did that. I wonder where that's going.
Now, I brought this up last week, I think it was, that, you know, I just thought
he sells too much. For
right.
Things.
He did it this time.
Right.
So I'm glad about that. At the end, the final testament beat down Woods and Kingston, right? The match was okay. The post-match was okay. But this feud to me, and tell me if I'm wrong, it still feels like it's missing something.
Well, I don't know where they're going with it. It's interesting. It's like it's
– Well, that's part of it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't know where they're going with it, and I'm not into it.
Right.
Yeah.
So next, they go backstage, and Priest was talking to Dom, says, have you spoke to Ripley? She said, yeah, it's cool. He said, well, she's not, because I spoke to her. She's not cool.
That was great.
And Dom said he would handle it. And Priest called Dom on saying that every week he told him to do what he says for once. And Dom said Priest sounded like his father. They entered the room and found Finn Balor and Liv Morgan watching Carlito and JD play video games. And Morgan ran out of there. The Priest told Balor that Morgan hanging out of the clubhouse has to stop. Then Balor got defensive and said she helped him win the tag titles. And Balor took issue with Priest, saying the Judgment Day needs more than he needs the Judgment Day. And Priest said he has faith in himself and he knows he can beat Seth Rollins. Then Balor said he'll always have Priest back and will always tell him the truth. And Balor said the truth is that Priest has changed since he won the World Heavyweight Championship. So there's definitely telling the story of dissension within the ranks of the Judgment Day. And it's all being caused by what's her name? Liv Morgan.
Yeah, in one segment you have Priest, you know, calling Dom out for lying to him about Rhea, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got, when she comes back, that place is going to fucking explode.
Right.
He finds Liv Morgan in the fucking clubhouse again.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Finn Balor, who, if you remember, he defends her a lot, and he also took that hotel key. And I almost feel like Kim and her have something going on. So there's a lot of stuff going on. I like it.
Right. All right. So the Liv Morgan versus Zelina Vega was far more entertaining, and the crowd was with this because they were all the spots were centered around Liv and Dom. And it was in, and the crowd was getting with it. So it was very entertaining. There was a lot of good false finishes that people almost bought that little girl was going to be Liv Morgan because of the, you know, she had this angle going on here. So like you think that something goofy can happen, right? So Dom comes there. So Ray comes out, approached Dom at ringside and shoved him to the ground. Then Morgan kicked Ray through the ropes with a baseball slide. Then Vega hit Morgan with a 619 and it followed it with a DDT. And that was the brother. People thought that was a finish.
Right.
That got a good false finish. I was shocked that she got that huge of a pop on the false finish. Like, so then Dom slid the chair inside the ring right in front of the referee, and Vega picked up the chair and used it to knock Dom off the apron. Then Morgan got pissed when Dom got hit and ran up and gave her a finish and then beat her 1-2-3. And after the match, Morgan went to ringside and celebrated with Dom, who stayed a step behind her. Then Kathy Kelly came out and spoke with Morgan on the stage and asked whether everything was going according to plan on her revenge tour. And Morgan said she feels like the luckiest girl in the world and the tour is going exactly as she planned. And she dedicated the win and all of her future wins to Dom. What did you think of this?
Great. When Zelina first came out, people really weren't into her. But as the match progressed, they got into her, you know.
Right.
And I like her finish, that Oblivion thing.
Right. Yeah, that's good. That's a cool looking finish.
Yeah, cool looking finish, and she hit it out of nowhere.
Right.
And Morgan stole Rhea Ripley's finishing hold.
Right.
You know, so it's part of her like revenge tour, right?
Right.
For some reason, Corey Graves goes, Dom's less Eddie Guerrero these days and more American Love Machine Art Bar when they were the Gringos Locos. I'm not sure what he was alluding to.
I don't know either. It's kind of weird. So this is clever what they do, because Drew is over and Drew was cutting a promo. It was a sponsored promo. They had the advertiser in the little right bottom corner of the thing, which is a good idea, you know, so because they're advertising during the promos.
Right.
Which is smart, you know?
Right.
So we'll call it a sponsored promo, but it's still just part of the storyline. It's a good promo. So Seth was backstage, and they're doing a lot of these breadcrumbs where they're showing, like, they show Seth walking backstage. In the background over Seth's left shoulder, you could see Zoe Stark was talking with Sonya Deville, and then Shayna Baszler walked up and dragged Stark away from talking with Deville.
And that was great.
Right. So all these little breadcrumbs are very clever. It's good. It's like they're producing.
Makes you
TV.
Pay attention.
It just makes you pay attention. Right. You have to watch. You can't miss anything. Don't change the channel.
Right.
You might miss a little thing like that, right?
That's smart.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Let's call out the obvious. Everyone wants to head into the bedroom with confidence, feeling like the best versions of themselves. But sometimes thoughts and stress and fatigue can get in the way of our bedroom performance, or it could be that we feel we want to reach our full potential. And whether you're happy or unhappy with your work in the bedroom, why not perform even better? Well, what are the options? Sketchy gas station pills or prescription drugs with a long line of side effects? That's where the newest K100 sponsor, Joy Mode, comes in. Joy Mode's sexual performance booster is all natural and science-backed, and it works to increase blood flow, firmness, stamina, and overall performance. It's like a pre-workout, but for sex. Comes in a palm-sized packet, like energy or electrolyte powders you've probably seen them use before. Just stir it into water 45 minutes before sexual activity, it's not a long time, and watch the magic unfold. Not only is this the only supplement you'll need in the bedroom, but it also supports your overall health in the following ways. Blood pressure, cardio health, athletic performance, and more. Even on days where you're not having sex, the sexual performance health booster can still be taken to boost your nitric oxide, which increases blood flow circulation and strengthens your erection long term. The 30-pack of their SPB is the perfect one-month supply, and it can easily fit into your wallet to take with you on the go. Improve and support your overall quality of life, heart health, and bedroom performance by going to usejoymode.com and using the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. With over 1 million packets taken, that's a lot, men across the nation have turned to Joy Mode. So once again, go to uscjoymode.com, that's usejoymode.com, and get 20% off and free shipping with our promo code K100, that's K100, at checkout. That's code K100 at usejoymode.com for 20% off and free shipping. Great sex solved naturally. Joe, I'm sure you're a big fan of this. Could you tell us about your experiences with Joy Mode?
I got mine about a week ago, and I use a little packet, throw it in water every morning. And, you know, I'm going to be 43 years old, and I feel like I'm 25, man. I got a lot of energy. My focus, thankfully, is up. And, yeah, sexual energy, as I'm sure all the listeners wanted to hear me say those terms, is way up. So, yeah, my wife's kind of in the, again kind of mood, you know, so.
The worst thing you can do is leave your partner or your date unsatisfied. This gets the job done. And you will always leave them satisfied. Get your sexual enhancement powder.
Usejoymode.com.
Usejoymode.com. Boom.
So Seth comes out. He said, Boss is a championship city. Ran through the teams, including the yeah, I'm happy they were in Boston, by the way. Rollins said said the championship said he understands what he needs to regain the world championship. Said he won't get another title shot if he loses. Rollins said he would take the title from Priest while also taking Priest for the Judgment Day. He said he's not trying to break the group up, but then said Priest would be at his best without the Judgment Day. So then Finn comes out and said he was in a bad mood despite winning the tag titles last week. And he said that everything was changing, specifying Judgment Day and Priest. And Balor told Blade Rollins. Rollins told Balor to shut up. Rollins said Balor is jealous of Priest. Then Damian Priest comes out. Rollins said it was a Judgment Day trap. Told Priest and Balor to bring in. Priest said it wasn't a trap. Said it was his business. And he looked at Balor and said no one else could get involved in his business while he stared at Balor. The Priest and Rollins days are claiming to run Rollins coming to an end, and Rollins challenged him to have their match on the spot. Then Balor tried to hit Rollins from behind, but Rollins punched him. Then Rollins turned to Priest, and Balor hit him from behind. Then Balor threw punches at Rollins to pull Priest, pull him off. Then Priest told Balor he could do it on his own. Then Rollins superkicked both guys. They hit a stomp on Balor. Then Priest finally got up and got his finish on Seth and laid him out to end the segment. I thought this was a good segment for story.
Very well booked. He hits him with the curb stomp, and then the other guy, he leaves him laying. And I have a feeling when you talk about breadcrumbs, when Priest says that his match is his business, and no one's going to interfere, I think Finn Balor's going to interfere.
Right. So backstage, Priest told a weary Balor he was happy, he was okay, but he asked him to stay out of his match at Money in the Bank. So you were talking about that, where he said it. So then the triple threat was Zoe Stark, Dakota Kai, and Ivy Nile. And I literally couldn't care less than I do for this match. Zoe Stark's won. So then they go and they do
Zoe was the best worker in that match. Like, she's very underrated as a worker.
Right. So they had the Wyatt tape where Uncle Howdy's interviewing Bo again. And basically they are saying that saying they are nobody, but they gave them a family. And they made them beautiful, and they are a family. And basically he said that Dallas said even now the false prophets are berating and belittling their own family for their own gain. Said it's disgusting and they may pay for his sins. So he was it's obvious his stuff is targeted at Chad Gable right now. Right. All right, so that was the gist of that.
Joe, why are you taping on your fingers? Are you a drummer or something?
No, I started boxing, and I like to use the MMA gloves.
Started what?
Boxing. And I like to use the MMA gloves. I just get in shape.
Joe, if you box and you get concussed and you can't produce the show, you're going to get suspended.
Could another concussion make things any worse?
Will we suspend Joe if he gets concussed?
I would love to box Joe. Just 2 rounds because I don't have that much conditioning.
All right. How long?
Two minute rounds?
2 minutes?
Yeah.
2 minute rounds. Let's book it.
Just 2 liver shots. Boom. See ya.
All right. So the show notice.
Liver shots. Boss rooting.
So after the Howdy Doody segment, Chad Gable sat down and said he assumed the new Y video was directed to him, and Gable said he needs help. So he knows the things he said were harmful, and then Otis hates him. Otis says he doesn't hate Gable, but they won't help him. He said it's Gable's problem, not their problem. And Gable said Otis was right, but they could come after Tozawa, Maxine Dupri, or Otis next. And Gable said he would be there for them if that happened, then labeled Otis as his number one guy. Then Tozawa and Dupri showed up, and Dupri asked if everything was okay, and Gable said everything was great. And on commentary, Cole said he hopes Otis doesn't fall for this again. What did you think about that interaction?
Well, you know, it's just storyline progression, right? I mean, there's nothing new.
Right.
Yeah, I guess he's trying to convince him to, get back together.
There is something new. There is something new.
What is it?
Well, it was kind of weird because Gable is a heel. He's turning heel, obviously.
Right.
Now he's trying to babyface the guys to get them back in favor because he needs them because the Wyatts are after him. But who's the babyface and who's the heel in the Wyatt stuff with him and Gable? That's weird.
Wyatts are temporarily pry faces against him, yeah.
I guess. But they're not like a babyface faction. They laid out the production crew and almost killed everybody like the first week they debuted.
Yeah.
It's weird. You know, I don't know. I just kind of.
Joe, how right would I be in this? You're dying to let everybody know you're boxing. So since you didn't want to say, you put the tape around your fingers.
No, it's funny.
I'm going to see this video. Just thought.
No.
So.
Joe is taping his fingers like Abdul the Butcher because he's going to be watching Abdul the Butcher.
Now, it's when I use the MMA gloves, my knuckles poke out and I haven't. It just rubs them out, so I'm just covering.
Did you think of wearing hand wraps?
All I got is MMA gloves and the big boxing gloves, and I don't like them.
No, you got to wrap your hands up.
Yeah, I still got the same. I can't find them. I got the MMA gloves from.
They tape the hands. You tape your hands and wrists.
I'll be fine. I got to toughen my fingers back up.
All right, so back next up. Up.
Next let me just say something about Rey Mysterio. Everybody always talks about being the greatest luchador and being the greatest mass wrestler. Bro, he's got to be in the conversation for one of the best workers of all time with Hart and Shawn Michaels and, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's incredible.
Right, because they do their match.
Never has a bad match, huh?
Yeah, so they do. Well, they haven't gone over the match yet. So Ray wrestles Dom, and Morgan comes out and jaws at Ray. Then Zelina Vega ran out and shoves Morgan into the barricade. Then Dom hit Ray with the 619. Then Dom went up top, and Vega tried to distract him, but Morgan tripped her up. Then Vega hit Morgan, who hit the ropes, which crotched Dom, and Ray dropped a dime on Dom and then pinned him. And after the match, Morgan tried to apologize to Dom, who asked what she was doing. So what's your comments on this?
She was great, you know, her pleading with him, I'll make it better, you know, and I can guarantee you they're probably going to do a tag team match in Money in the Bank.
All right. So next is they had a Sheamus pack, you know, just Sheamus interview backstage. It's actually pretty good to talk about the Money in the Bank because they're doing a three-way with him and Ilya and Drew. So then Zayn comes out and
before you start, did you see the thing on Legends on the Steiners?
Not yet.
Bro, it's incredible, incredible how mellow Scotty is now.
Right, yeah. So Sami Zayn, speaking of Scott, Sami Zayn comes out. He's talking about his match against Braun Breaker, so Breaker comes out. He told Zayn that he gained a little respect from him last week because everyone backstage is afraid of him where Zayn came for a fight. Breaker says Zayn offered him a little title match. That means he has guts, but also means he has no idea what he's getting into. And then Breaker said the respect was out the window on Saturday. Breaker said he would break and decimate Zayn and win the championship. And Zayn asked Breaker if he knows how many guys there's similar. Zayn says it's actually happened 1,000 times. He's put himself back together 1,000 times. Said he gets back up every single time and said his title is proof. Said he wants Breaker to try his best and take the title from him, but said if he had to stand in the ring and tell Breaker who he is, then maybe Breaker hasn't done his homework and isn't as smart as he thinks he is. And Zayn said maybe that Breaker isn't as good as he thinks he is and said he would see Breaker Money in the Bank. Breaker dropped his mic and he's leaving and went around and speared him. Sammy sold to the floor, so Breaker got out of the ring and was going to go to the back, but turned around and looked and did his running thing and went to spear him again on the floor. But Sammy leapfrogged him, a good spot, and Breaker went right into the stairs. The back in the ring, Zayn hit an exploder suplex and set him up for a huluva kick, but Breaker caught him with another spear over the huluva kick and stood him at the end of the show. This was actually very entertaining physicality. Very well done. I like this segment for setting up that match. What did you think?
This was great, you know? Yeah. And so fucking, he's so, the way that they threw him into those steel steps, like he took a hell of a bump. And, you know, he's a former running back, and you know how athletic they are, and they can take punishment. And, bro, he speared the fuck out of him twice.
Right.
I mean, he's just a total star.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
So I know everyone remembers that one special card as a kid that got them into collecting. For me, it was a Dale Murphy rookie card. But collecting has come a long way since then. Now there's a new way to buy, sell, trade, and rip packs. It's called Arena Club. Arena Club has taken repacks to another level. Introducing slab packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, complete deal of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. So during the pandemic, my roommate found out that he had like a whole ton of like old trading cards. Like he had an 8 Shaq rookie cards. It was just an incredible collection of cards. And I wish I would have learned about Arena Club back then. Because Arena Club is the marketplace for card collecting, whether you're buying, trading, selling, and displaying. It's the all-in-one trading card platform that you have to check out. There's no more shipping delay through cards lost in transit. Arena Club uses blockchain technology to deliver your card immediately.
so buy with confidence knowing every card on Arena Club is guaranteed authentic. The Arena Club grading process combines AI and human grading. It's accurate, fast, and transparent with a full grade rationale provided and explanation for how your card was scored. So talk about hit rates and grading with card collecting.
So the grading, as Disco said, there's been various ways to do it, but Arena Club has that new way that they do it using AI and then experts and all that. I'm looking at the site right now. Like, they have a Michael Jordan from 1990. It's mint. It's rated 10. You know, you have this Anthony Edwards plus 9.5. An Otani card, which I actually got, is rated a 10. And also hit rates. Hit rates are what tells you basically how likely it is that you're going to get a rare card in your pack. So they're going to tell you ahead of time what the hit rate is for these slab packs that you're buying. And they're also going to give you an idea of what cards you do expect or get when you buy the slab pack. I actually got an email earlier that on this coming Friday, Arena Club has this new slab pack, and they're guaranteeing that there's going to be very valuable Kobe Bryant cards. The site's very open and transparent. If you're a card collector, it's a way better deal. It's a way better way to go about it than just blindly opening packs of cards. You don't know what you're going to get. These guys are up front. They're going to say, hey, you're going to get this much value in this pack. I like it a lot, and I haven't collected cards in years, but when I got my first slab pack, it kind of sucked me back in.
Yeah, so you can make offers, send trades, and interact. You can create your own personal showroom and start building your collection today. So right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
Yo, if you're a longtime card collector, you're looking to get into the hobby, check out Arena Club. Get your 10% off at arenaclub.com/K100. Boom!
So, this stuff did not make it to Hulu. Backstage, Dakota Sky, Kerry Sane. Kelly asked if Kai failing to qualify would change the preparation for Sky beating the match, and Kai said no. Then Venom about people getting involved. Lyra Valkyra showed up. Katana Chance and Kenny Carter showed up. They have brawl. Adam Pearce tried to pull them apart.
Well, this boring cocksucker.
I think anything more needs to be said about that. They put over the they were talking a lot about the Heyman angle. And while they were talking about the Heyman angle showing on the screen, the crowd started chanting, "We want Roman." This is on Raw. Roman's not on Raw. So then they had an Ilya package, which was actually good. They've been doing some pretty good packages with Ilya Dragunov. Like, I'm entertained by these packages you're doing with him. And they finally have the
what do you think of his promo?
It's kind of a guy that's growing on me a little bit, you know, because he's kind of weird. He's kind of like out there, right. You know, which he kind of has to be because he's small. Right. And if people think he's crazy and violent, that kind of works like the whatever happened to our boy, what's the name of the tag team that the English guys that they called Tyler Bate and it's a brutal name. What are they called? Joe, look that up. I can't believe that shows how lame the name
new
of the tag
catch, the new Catch Republic.
Oh my God.
what originally known the as British Strong Style.
Do you know what happened to the new Catch Republic? Do you have any idea what happened to them?
Nah, but that name's fucking brutal, Bob Evans. Right. Yeah.
So, very good three-way. And the finish, basically, Ilya gets taken out. Sheamus hit McIntyre with the ten beats and went for a bro kick, but McIntyre avoided and rolled him up for a two count. Then Sheamus hit McIntyre with a knee strike and hit the ropes, so McIntyre caught him with a Claymore kick and then pinned him 1-2-3. After the match, Kelly interviewed him. He said he told everyone he would win the war, and that's what he did. And McIntyre said he had more truths. He said he'd leave Toronto as a world heavyweight champion. He put Punk's bracelet on his wrist and kissed it before posing on the ropes to close the show. I wonder if he's going to steal the title back in Toronto on Saturday. So
maybe
all this is like creating, you know, all the turmoil in the Dungeon days, creating the spot where Drew can get his back, you know?
Yeah. Let me just say this, bro. This match was so fucking good because all three of them are very physical and they beat the fuck out of each other. You know, no fancy moves.
Look at the numbers of the match.
Yeah, just a lot of clubbering. Huh? Yeah.
Well, it didn't do good numbers. I think everybody and their mother knew what was going to happen here, you know?
Well, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate have been wrestling in NXT DI. It's just where they have been.
Okay.
But last week, Tyler Bate appeared to suffer an injury when he did a corkscrew planche off the top, and he got up and was holding his arm. And when the ref tried to lift his arm as the winner, Pete Dunne told him no, so there's something with his arm. Tyler Bate.
All right, what did you think of this main event, Conan?
I just told you, I thought it was very good, regardless of the rating. It was very fucking good. And maybe it's because Ilya's in the main event and he's not a main eventer.
Right. Yeah, I would say that maybe. Or they knew who was going to win, so, you know.
That too.
Right. All right, so the Raw, I thought some decent stuff. All of the major – the five major angles every week are getting progressed to we're going to build up to some decent pops coming up.
Right.
To some
of these, and they're all good and logical and entertaining.
Right. So that's been our Raw review.
Yo, support K100 and check BetOnline. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We got some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimizing your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because it works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.